British Prime Minister Tony Blair visited Afghanistan and promised its war-weary people the world would not abandon them again.
We've made it clear that in time we wish to pass over leadership of this security force to others, but the long-term commitment of Britain in the sense of the commitment to the reconstruction of the country, and not just of Britain, but I believe of the whole of the international community, yes, that is there. And the conference that will take place shortly in Tokyo, which I think will be a high-level conference of all the major partners in the international coalition, I think that will demonstrate very clearly that people are not going to walk away. Because what happened last time when the West walked away from Afghanistan was that a decade later, terrible evil erupted on the streets of New York, but also the whole region became a breeding ground for acts of terrorism. So it is not just the correct thing to do, it is also in our own self-interest to be here in partnership with the new authorities in Afghanistan for the long term. The Taliban regime is gone, a hateful and oppressive regime. The Al-Qaeda terrorist network has certainly been destroyed, even though some of its leading members may still be on the run. And there is the prospect of a hopeful and better future for people in Afghanistan. So yes, the mission is not complete, but I think we have come a far greater distance than many might have anticipated.